Joining me now on the KMZU fifth quarter show, Coach Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans, victorious tonight in their opener over the Knobnostra Panthers in their first conference game, that is. They win at 15-14. Very close result, Coach, and a little bit better than last week, right?
Yeah, you know, last week we, you know, played a tough game and then came up short. And this week, you know, to get the victory is definitely good and you know, what we needed. But you know, we got a lot of things to work on. You know, our conference is a tough conference to play in, and we made some mistakes tonight. And you give a lot of credit to Knobnostra. Coach has done a great job over there, and it's good to talk to him and hear his excitement about, you know, committing himself to Knobnostra. And you know, if their kids continue to fight and battle there, I think they're going to be successful.
Well, and you know, we kind of talked before we started here tonight that, you know, last week maybe you played a little bit better or played a lot better. The result wasn't there. Then maybe not playing so well this week and getting the W, you know. Is that kind of a hard thing for a coach to battle?
You know, the biggest thing, you know, about high school kids is you kind of have that respect all fear. You know, you want the kids to have that respect all fear non mentality. And you know, that's something I try to preach to our kids. I think our kids can go out and compete with some of the best teams and then, you know, go out and play not so well. But, man, Knobnostra, they played hard defensively. They did a great job of taking some of the stuff away that we want to do. And they're, you know, physically attacked us. And, like I said, my hat goes off to those guys. And you know, they had some injuries tonight and their numbers aren't very high and stuff like that. But, for full quarters of football, they gave us all we wanted.
Yeah, and I noticed that too, especially right from the get-go. It seems like they came out and really kind of hit you hard in the opening quarter anyways, and then your defense kind of clamped down on them after that.
Yeah, defensively, you know, our defense saved us tonight. And, you know, you're talking about the same kids offensively and defensively for us, but, you know, to give up two scores early to them and fall down 14-0, and then offensively, we felt like we were, you know, able to do some things, but you know, we'd have a drop or a penalty or whatever the case may be. But you know, the kid battled through and kept fighting and plugging away, and you know, a 1-point win is we'll take it. Our, you know, wins are tough to come by here lately, so we'll take it. But we definitely have a great evaluation film. We'll take this film and study it and get after it and just have to get better if we want to continue to compete.
Well, and that's one thing, and you mentioned it too. It's just maybe some mental things, like maybe a receiver turning his head upfield to take off running before he's fully caught the football and things of that nature. I did notice some of that, and it, you know, those are things that you can work on and use those as you mentioned, a teaching tool, right?
Yeah, and definitely, you know, I think probably one of the best tools for myself to work on and our kids as well is when things, you know, maybe don't go our way or things that we've had success with all year, or been successful doing, like you said, catching the ball or making a block or a run or whatever the case may be, of not pressing. And, you know, I think, you know, kudos to our assistant coaches, you know, tonight was just, coach, calm down, quit pressing, you're fine. And so, you know, I learned a lot from this game tonight. I think our kids learn a lot, and, we gotta continue to get better and move forward.
Again, our guest here on the KMZU fifth quarter show, Coach Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans. They get the conference opening win over the Knobnostra Panthers tonight, 15-14. That make you 1-0 in conference. It's better than being 0-1, right?
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, wins are good at this point. We've struggled here recently to pick them up, and even in great games last week, we still came up short. But like I said, we'll take this win. We'll be back in tomorrow morning and get back to work and continue to focus on, you know, the fundamentals of football, blocking, tackling, and running.
Well, it definitely doesn't get any easier next week. You guys will take off on the road and head over to Richmond and take on a battle-tested Spartan squad. And what do you anticipate out of that game?
No, I haven't been able to look at any of the film or anything on them. Like you said, you know, Richmond is their non-conference schedule. They've really stepped that up and played some really good teams. And, you know, that's something I kind of pride myself in, is finding good opponents non-conference wise to prepare you for the conference play. But, you know, I think, I don't know a lot about them. Like I said, I haven't watched any film, but, Richmond's a tough place to play. I think it's probably one of the tougher fields we go to in environments, and we just seem to struggle with it a little bit. But hopefully we can get our kids focused in and realize, you know, we're 1-0 in conference play, and, you know, every team in the conference started the night 0-0, and tonight we picked up a win. That's the first step to ultimately achieving our goal, and that's to be in contention for a conference championship. So next Friday night is a big game for us, and Coach Bowers and Coach Long and all those guys, they do a good job at getting their kids ready to play, and obviously they have one of the better athletes in the conference in the Maxwell kids, so we'll have our hands full there. But you know, for three quarters of football tonight, I felt like our defense, honestly, if you think about it, won us the ball game tonight with the safety and some big stops.
Absolutely. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Great defensive effort by your kids tonight. Hey, enjoy this one at least one night. You're 1-0 in the conference, and we'll worry about next week come tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, absolutely. Again, our guest, Coach Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans, congratulations on the win, and we'll look forward to talking with you after the Richmond game next week.
Thank you.